The Central Illinois Figure Skating Club presents its spring show on Saturday, June 10th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Pepsi Ice Center. Lena Chowdhury and Susan Hennis are with the Central Illinois Figure Skating Club, and Chowdhury says the theme for this year's show is something very special. It's Oh, the Games We Play.
Because everybody now plays games on their phones, on their computer all the time. So it ended up happening that they have chosen to have this as a storyline, and we'll have four quarters, and each coach has one quarter, and starts with Candyland.
Of course, because all kids play Candyland
yes.
when they're little.
And then goes to Monopoly.
Okay, great, for all the budding capitalists.
And then Mario Brothers.
Of course.
You can't have a game-themed show without having the Super Mario Brothers.
Absolutely.
And then it follows us with some of the app games, like Candy Crush. And then we have
Angry Birds,
great.
And pinball and Pac-Man.
So you're covering games from board games to electronic games that we find so fun. And I love this new format, Susan. This is very interesting, the fact that you guys have chosen, instead of just like an individual thing where a couple of people or one person or even a group of like five-year-olds comes out and does something, there's this overarching theme. How are the children reacting to doing that?
The skaters seem to really enjoy it. There's a lot more interaction between each of the parts. You know, sometimes somebody will be coming in, weaving in through another person's, you know, solo or type of thing and weaving out. So it's definitely far more interactive than it has been in the past.
And Lena, I mean, when we think of figure skating, we mostly think of it as an individual type sport, but this takes it more into the team realm.
Yes, it is. And it's more like a storyline, a story being told, like for Candyland. And the story is we have Lord Licorice. We have Mother Peanut Brittle. And we have Princess Lolly. So those are the characters. And the characters, and there are little ones, and they're being in candy, in the candy forest. And then Princess Lolly would come in, or Lord Licorice will come in and interact with all of them. So it's more of a story being told. It will remind you of, if you go to watch a Disney show, it's kind of like that. They're enjoying it immensely, and they're also enjoying it opportunity to skate with the older kids, as the more accomplished skaters, as that are coming weaving in and out with them and skating with them, and I have all of those interactions. I think that's the part they're enjoying the most.
We have lots of different levels of accomplishment with these skaters. Some of them are just learning to skate, and everybody loves that. And then we have older skaters like your daughter, Maisha, as well. What role is she playing in this?
She is Mario.
Oh, does she wear a brush mustache?
No, she's not wearing a mustache, but she's going to have something fun planned with the mustache in our program.
Okay. Lena, you also have a guest artist who'll be coming to perform.
Sasha Lunin is our guest skater. He is U.S. National Junior Men's Fifth. He is a fabulous skater, and he is skating to two routines. And the first one is Michael Jackson routine. He's ending the show with "I'm Bad to the Bone."
Oh, Bad to the Bone, George Thorogood.
Yes,
and the Destroyers.
He is such a performer. It is going to be a treat to see him.
Is it good for the young skaters to meet somebody who's had some success, and how that impacts them?
Definitely. I mean, I will say my daughter's only 8. Things like this are a huge treat for her, just to see somebody so accomplished and still being young, and just kind of understanding the focus and the dedication that it takes to do that.
Now, of course, the parents will be coming to watch their children perform, but this isn't just something for the parents. This is something you want the whole community at. This is a chance for the community to get to know the Central Illinois Figure Skating Club.
And it is a very fun event for a whole family to come. Bring your kids, bring your grandkids, and come to the show, because it is fun for everybody, and it's our prices for tickets are very reasonable. I can guarantee that people, if they come to watch it, they are going to really, really enjoy it.
Well, I'm going to go a little bit off topic here and ask what you think about something. It was in the news recently about a possible new West Side sports complex going up, which could include an ice rink. What do you guys think about that?
We are actually talking about it. It's me being part of the skating community. We're going to have a couple of meetings in end of this month to explore that possibility. We are actually very much in support of if we could get that sports complex built and have an ice rink in it, because the demand is so high for ice. It's constant. And I don't even know how our manager, Michael Hornbord, I don't know how he manages the schedule to schedule ice and to make everybody somewhat happy. Nobody is, because nobody has the amount of ice that we need to have.
Because you have hockey players and you have figure skaters. You know, everybody's competing for ice. Perhaps having another ice rink in town will take the pressure off the Pepsi Ice Center.
Yes, it will. And we very much need it, because our community has grown and the demand for ice has grown. So we do need that. We do need that really badly.
I agree. It's hard to find ice, and we're always searching for times that are that meet the scheduling needs, especially when you have kids that are in school, and every group wants that time right after school. You know, hockey wants it, figure skating wants it, so.
So it could be a real step in the right direction
for you guys. Yes, it is. We are 100% in support of it, and whatever we can do to get that going, we are willing to do it.
That's Lena Chowdhury and Susan Hennis of the Central Illinois Figure Skating Club. Their spring show is Saturday, June 10th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Pepsi Ice Center in Bloomington. I'm Laura Kennedy.